And welcome back inside the Sports Review here tonight on this Thursday, July the 25th edition of our Wilkes Sports Review. And it's also week three of our high school football season preview series. So far, we knocked out East Wilkes a couple of weeks back. Last week, we knocked out North Wilkes. And now we make our debut with our brand new school that we will be anchoring in on some coverage this year. We welcome Coach Scott Wood on to the program here this evening. Coach, thank you so much for joining us here and talking with us about your upcoming season down with your boys at Elkin High School. We are so happy to have our new FM up down there to cover you guys. So first and foremost, Coach, for the first time, welcome on to the show, and thank you so much for being willing to take part and helping us provide coverage of your football team.
Well, thank you very much for asking us to be on, and we're very appreciative of your efforts in trying to get the word out about Elkin High.
Well, Coach, let's go ahead and start looking back last year. A good year for you guys, a 7-6 overall, 3-4 in the Mountain Valley Athletic Conference. There was a lot of promise in your sophomore class last year. That's where a lot of the talk was, and rightfully so. But, man, you know, you guys, I really felt like early in the season, that win over North Surrey, did you feel like last year that win over North Surrey really gave your team an extra boost of confidence that it needed?
Well, it was a big win, you know, at the time for that bunch of sophomores. Of course, they beat them, you know, the year before as JVs. But, yes, I think it was, you know, that was a big win. And coming out non-conference 3-1, we, you know, we felt like we had things off to a pretty good start.
Definitely. So, well, when you moved into conference play, you guys ended up finishing 3-4 last year, but I thought it could easily been 4-3. A game, your big rivalry game there with Starmount was such a close game, a one possession game finishing out. In your eyes, how do you sum up 2018?
Well, we had a good start there and had a little lull in the middle, and that's about the time the floods came. We were looking for places to practice. We actually moved the North Wilkes game to later in the season, and you know, had a couple of other things going on there. But the kids ended up, you know, rebounding to finish the year, you know, on a positive note, I think.
Absolutely. Well, when you turn the page now, everything's set here on 2019, and just a month out from getting the season underway and getting things started. I mean, I tell you, Coach, your junior, it's now a junior class. It was a big sophomore class this year, is now a junior class. So you graduated quite a few seniors last year, but still return a lot of guys that saw varsity experience. Talk about some of the kids that we're going to look forward to seeing and calling their name out when we have Elkin games on Friday. Friday night this season.
You know, this is like you say, our rising junior class is one of the best classes we've had here in several years. But you know, they're led, you know, up front line wise, there's a good bunch of linemen available in that class, along with a couple of the rising seniors. Got North Torrente, 6'5". Big kid, Josh Bergson, big kid, B.J. Henderson, who medaled in wrestling last year at the state, a very strong kid, and Chris Probes, and it's a class that's really strong with linemen, and they have a bunch of good, tough, skilled kids to go with them as well. You got the Beaver brothers, you got Tyler Mays, and got a Jackson Godby and a Brady Wable. It's a tough bunch of skill kids to go along with a tough bunch of linemen.
Definitely so. That's one thing about it. One thing I do like is the way your team looks up front. Last year we saw some different things. We saw Godby at quarterback some, but then we also saw Brett Beaver at quarterback, a little bit of split time there in the couple of games we had y'all last season. Going into this year, is there more of a clear-cut number one quarterback between Godby and Beaver, or are you still trying to get that shaken out a month out from the season?
Okay. We're working. Both kids have responded well in our off seasons, conditioning or 7-on-7. And I'm very high on either one. We're going to go with whatever gives us the ability to move the ball down the field.
Absolutely.
It may not be, you know, who's the better quarterback or who's not the better quarterback. It's how our offense responds to who's in.
Definitely so. Well, one kid last year, Coach, who, I mean, this kid's got some serious jets. I don't know, you're around the team more than I am, but from the couple of games I saw, he may be your fastest player. Tyler Mays last year, I know the game against East Wilkes we had there in the second half, he burnt East Wilkes corner two or three times for a couple of touchdown catches. How has he come along for this year? I really was, Keith and I both really caught on with that young man's speed a season ago.
Tyler's a rising senior. He's got great vision, you know, when he's in the backfield, and he is one of the quicker kids that we've had here in a long time. I don't know about just outright speed, but he is very, very quick, and he doesn't mind mixing it up a little bit and going in between tackles. I know last year at North Surrey, he made a good cut, you know, using his vision. I said, "You're a good zone back." He said, "Coach," he said, "I'm not a zone back, I'm a power back." I can run up the middle with the best of them.
Awesome. But good stuff there. That's kind of mentality you want to see out of a kid. Well, I mean, you turn over and look at your schedule here, Coach. What can I say? You guys are prepared for conference play. I mean, North Surrey, Mount Airy, and now all of a sudden South Stokes, it takes on a little bit more of a different feel now that Coach Dave Diamond's back on the sideline. In your eyes, as a coach, talk about how you feel your non-conference schedule prepares you for the conference slate.
We've been, the last couple years, we've been working on revising, our non-conference schedule, and after much consideration, we decided to keep those guys, for the reasons you said. It does prepare us for conference, and with the max preps rankings, I think playing those guys non-conference helps us some when you come down to max preps rankings, which is for playoff seedings and that kind of thing.
Definitely so. Well, out of the gate, I mean, you guys have one of the tougher slates for conference. Your first three games, two of the three on the road at Starmount. You get Ash County at home in early October, and then a quick trip over to Moravian Falls to Wilkes Central. Right out of the gate, Coach, it's going to be just some head knockers right out of the gate in conference.
Let's go out of that non-conference with North Surrey, Mount Airy, and of course, Coach Diamond, and Coach Southern over Surrey Central, two very good coaches, and then go right into conference with Starmount, which is always it's always going to be a slugfest, regardless of anything, what the two teams have, because they're so close, and you've got kids that grow up together, go to church together, so you always have that rivalry, and then Ash, Wilkes Central, they're always tough. Their schools have good numbers. They always put good programs out there.
Definitely so. Well, Coach, one of the final questions here before I let you go. From your vantage point to you so far through the summer, through the workouts, through the 7-on-7s, what is something that has stood out to you that you've really seen improvement out of your kids just over the summer?
Well, our kids, overall, they're stronger. It's predominantly a rising junior class. We started them, that class, and that class in particular responded well as freshmen with a off-season workout program, and we tried to turn them into juniors when they were sophomores, and hopefully they'll look more like seniors this year than juniors. They have worked hard. This group as a whole, seniors, juniors, they're truly a family. They're a very close-knit bunch, and they'll fight for each other, but they don't mind getting on each other's butt when they're not doing the right thing also. So this is a fun bunch to coach.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to come on with us and preview your upcoming season. We look forward to having you guys on the schedule this year. Our first game with you guys is going to be in week two against North Surrey at home. So we look forward to being down there when you guys welcome North Surrey to town in week two and covering you guys. We look forward to talking with you throughout the season as well, Coach.
Well, thank you, and thanks for supporting the Buccaneers.
Absolutely. Talk to you throughout the season, Coach. Best of luck to you.
All right, bye.
And that was head coach Scott Wood talking with us here this evening on the Wilkes Sports Review. Some good stuff out of Coach Wood. This is an upcoming junior class that has a lot of potential. Boone and Brett Beaver kind of lead up this group. You've also got Jackson Godby and also Brody Wabel, two kids you may remember from West Wilkes. They are two former West Wilkes Blackhawk football players. What can we say? Brody Wabel was a dynamic running back for West Wilkes early on when he was a freshman. West Wilkes was a sophomore last year, his freshman and sophomore year down at West Wilkes. He was a junior last year at Elkin and now is a senior this upcoming year at Elkin. So there's a lot of promise out of this group. And then, as you mentioned, Coach Wood mentioned there, and no Torriente. Torriente, 6'5", 260-pound lineman. This kid is a force to be reckoned with on both sides of the ball, on offense and defensive line. So a lot of promise out of the Elks this season, and we look forward to having them. Week 2 is our first game of the week down at Elkin High School this year when they take on the Greyhounds of North Surrey. Well, that's all the time we have for this edition of the Wilkes Sports Review here on your Thursday evening, July the 25th. As I leave you here on this Thursday evening, always remember, give thanks to the good Lord above. Bye, y'all.
You've been listening to the Wilkes Sports Review with your host, Aikman Chambers. The Wilkes Sports Review is brought to you locally by Freedom Auto Sales of Wilkesboro and Ride with Pride Car Wash. Tune in right here next Thursday night at 6:05 for another edition of the Wilkes Sports Review.